Rich Nation, y'all. What are we dishing about today?
Well, it's something Khloe Kardashian really wants taken off the internet. We'll explain.
Tadric Hall had a surprise guest at his birthday party that had all of his guest information. We'll tell you more later.
Plus, March Madness ended last night, and you know we got to break it down for you.
Hi there, Frank will join us later, so let's get to it. What you got, Brad?
Well, Gary, Lil Nas X has another smash hit. His new song, Montero, Call Me By Your Name, has debuted at number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
Nice.
Now, y'all, this is his second chart topper, and of course, he ruled 2019 with Old Town Road, which stayed at number one for an incredible 19 weeks.
Yeah.
Now, Lil Nas tweeted about it a lot, okay, including one tweet that said, I hope my haters are sad. I hope they are crying. I want your tears to fill my Grammy cup. And of course, the song's success was helped by the controversial video where he slides down a stripper pole to hell and lap dances for the devil. Now, Sherry, you in the pole dancing, right? How you feel about this, girl?
You know, I gotta say, the way I pole dance, Brad, it does look like it's from hell. But this, when I ain't good at all. No, not at all. But when I saw this, I'm glad he's got a number one single, but that kind of scared me. I don't like playing around with anything like with the devil, because I'm like, I don't even want the devil to look up Brad and say, wait a minute, did somebody call my name?
Okay.
But it seems like people always seem to forget the fact that not only does he go to like hell, it's a lap dance for the devil, but he also kills the devil.
Right.
Thus for becoming the devil himself, which is like the cycle of man. You know what I'm saying?
I couldn't even watch it.
He does, which is kind of a metaphor like of how we become the same things that we vilify in the process to try to justify our actions.
Oh, look at you getting the whole message, head crack. Yeah, that's pretty deep. We didn't even think that hard.
He was trending all over social media, so it got the people talking. The art did its job, y'all. So
it
good
sure
job to
did,
him.
Babe, because we liked him on that poll, honey.
I'm not necessarily celebrating it, and the reason why I'm not is because I do feel like Old Town Road was like, you know, marketed towards the kids, and so the kids
very
are now fans
friendly
of his, and now the kids are seeing this video. So for me, that's the part I don't like, and I'm not gonna get with none about no devil, okay?
I agree, girl.
Well, Lil Nas X took us to the ranch, and now he's taking us to hell, so thank you for that. Yeehaw.
Oh, okay.
Let's go.
All right, y'all, the Kardashians never shy away from a thirst trap, right?
No.
Okay.
Right.
That is, until now, you got to check this out. There was a candid picture of Khloe in a leopard bikini, which popped up on social media, and Khloe is very, very unhappy with this. So her team is trying to get it scrubbed from the internet. Now, because of
impossible, girl.
Yeah, girl, because you know, once you got it out, people going to have their picture. But because of the fact that Khloe is trying to get it scrubbed from the internet, we're not going to show it to you. But here's the crazy part. The photo was allegedly shared by Khloe's grandmama, MJ Shannon. Now,
damn,
okay, so Portia, you are a resident social media expert. What do you think about this picture of Khloe in the leopard bikini?
For a woman, we do not want that sun shining direct down, got all them shadows and everything like that. Yeah, we don't like that. Let us get our angles together.
You cannot possibly look the way we do because we use these filters. But when you imperfect, this is what I love. I got bullet wounds all over my body that I would love to show on Instagram.
The true tragedy is the fact that this is kind of like an older picture and it took the grandmother that long to figure out how to put it out.
I love it. All right, last night, March Madness culminated in a game between the Baylor Bears and the Gonzaga Bulldogs, y'all. And Gonzaga went into the game undefeated. They had won 31 games straight before losing.
Wow.
And Baylor took home their first ever NCAA championship, defeating Gonzaga 86-70, y'all.
Wow.
And the best part was, it was the Baylor Bears' first ever championship. So congratulations to them. The game was crazy. But I couldn't even imagine y'all going into a game undefeated and you play your last one and you lose it. I would cry my ass off. But HKR, were you happy with this? Who are you rooting for, brother?
I'm always rooting for the underdog, and I think it's beautiful the team that didn't lose 31 games in a row lost on the night where it mattered the most. Not saying that I'm hating on Gonzaga, but the fact that Baylor wanted it that bad. They wanted it more than the other team that night, and it proved that anything could happen. To get biblical again, David versus Goliath. just like David won that night. So shout out to them.
Okay, y'all. Well, this has to be the ultimate birthday party. And I have to confess, I'm so jealous, y'all. So singer and choreographer Todrick Hall just celebrated his 36th birthday. And guess who performed at his party, guys?
Who?
Beyonce. Yes, Beyonce herself.
Whoa.
Yes.
Okay.
An Instagram video showed the Queen Bee in a gold corset with a big old booty bow. And it said, not Beyonce showing up and showing out. Oh, my God. Okay, Gary, I know you're jealous, too.
Yes.
How would you feel if this was your birthday and Beyonce showed up and set that thing off?
Oh, Lord.
I'll be kind of a mix of happy and upset because had she not told me she was coming, I mean, to upstage me, that would have really kind of, hurt me. But I would have been glad had she been there. You know, it's my birthday.
That's the problem. If you ever have an event and you have a celebrity come in, I'm kind of with you, Gary. I would love to meet Beyonce by myself, but if I'm having like a big, huge birthday party, I want it to be about me. After Beyonce shows up, it's all over. You don't remember? I would want to meet her separately because that's why you have a party.
You gotta have some surprises, and Beyonce is like the biggest, best surprise. Like that would be for you. Like you would be the talk of the town. Beyonce came to your party, girl. What?
I would love it, Brad. I would love it if she stayed 15 minutes.
That's
if she stayed 15 minutes, and then we put her in an Uber and sent her back to Jay's.
Why are you trying to kick her out? Oh my God.
No, I said we would nicely put her in a black Uber and send her back to her husband.
No, Sherry, girl, I'm here for you, girl.
All right, honey, so what's up with Katy Perry, honey? Now I hear, baby, she's getting kind of hairy.
That's right, Gary. You know, as a parent, you have to make sacrifices, and Katy Perry has been working on American Idol, of course, while still trying to take care of her baby daughter, Daisy Dove. And while praising a contestant on American Idol, Katy Perry said, as a new mother, I don't have very much time, so I've quit shaving my legs. But when you sang, the hair on my legs grew an inch and a half, full body chills. As a guy, do hairy legs bother you on a woman? Katy Perry gets in bed, and you're like, I guess she doesn't shave anymore.
The fact that she's still working mother, still working hard, and, all that good stuff, hasn't found time to shave her legs, I will volunteer my services as Katy Perry's body shaver.
But you remember we talked about Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry maybe a couple of weeks ago, when Orlando Bloom was like, aren't really having sex.
She still wants to stay sexy for Orlando Bloom. I do appreciate that about her. She's like, baby's number one, Daisy Dove, which she needs to reprioritize. And Orlando needs to be number one. You can always make more daisies.
There's only one Orlando Bloom. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, I get it.
One Bloom. There's a bunch of daisies. And all of a sudden, she's not sexy anymore, and he's Orlando Bloom. And so she's worried that he's going to go out and pursue sex
again. Whose ex is?
So he'd rather just... who is Orlando Bloom's ex?
Miranda Kerr.
Oh, yeah. You just know Victoria's Secret supermodel never had those stray hairs on her legs.
I know. I Katy Perry, God love you, and I support it, but I wouldn't have it in me.
I appreciate the effort to stay sexy
I would be as slippery as a porpoise. I would. No chance he's saying to me.
Don't go anywhere. More Dish Nation coming up.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Whew, welcome back. All right, here we go. Now, it's officially over for Larsa Pippen and young basketball player Malik Beasley.
Really?
Now, it seems like we a little bit late, though. Apparently, they broke up about 4 months ago. Now, we all know that this was messy from the jump. Now, for those that don't remember, 24-year-old Malik was caught cuddled up with 46-year-old Larsa, unbeknownst to his wife, Montana Yao. Now, Larsa claims she met Malik while he was going through a divorce, but some of the details sound like there was a little bit of overlap and double dipping, if you know what I mean. So, anyway, a source close to the relationship said Larsa decided to distance herself from the drama. He was going through a lot, and the time it wasn't right, and many people assumed it was serious when in fact it wasn't. So apparently, even though everything is kind of messed up, the exes are still allegedly in communication with each other, which I think.
I think she needs to start dating privately. Like, we don't need to know who you're talking to or going on a date with at
all.
But you know what? Sometimes as an older woman, you want something different. But I think, Larsa, be on your grown woman stuff. You got kids. This is like too messy. You don't want to, like, you don't, they got these high-end dating services, y'all, where you can meet tech guys, nerdy guys, people with money if you want that. And it could be private.
And maybe that's a little too extreme, Sherry, because apparently, like, dating these high-profile dudes is not working out. What about the guys that work at the cell phone kiosk in the mall?
She's not doing that, honey.
The guy at the kiosk would treat her like a queen, honey.
Thank you.
She would get all the free cell phones she want. She would have a friends and family plan would be off the chain.
But when that mortgage payment come due, a doggone friends and family plan ain't gonna do nothing for a mortgage payment.
Scotty's gonna pay the mortgage. We're good.
Well, it won't be long, honey, before we see Larsa out and about with some celebrities. Now, she's everywhere, but you know who else is everywhere? Our very own Miss Sherry Shepard, honey. Now, Sherry, why did you tell me that you were a video girl, even though we call it video girls now, but there was a name last year we called them.
I know.
Video Vixen.
I have my clothes on, Gary.
Okay, now, Sherry, girl, now, you were in the new Ozzy Brothers and Snoop Dogg music video, honey, for their single Friends and Family. So you were having a good old time, child. Let's check this out.
Talking about friends, family, Sherry, we see you, honey. All right, that's my bestie
Kim Whitley, and they asked us to do that. You never know where it's gonna show up, and I said, do I gotta take my clothes off, because they ain't gonna use it if I do. But they did. They kept it, and it was so much fun to be a part of the video with the Isley Brothers. That was nice.
Sherry,
icons, legends.
You're Hollywood's it girl. Did y'all see the picture of her with Viola Davis?
Oh yes. You guys look so cute together, though. I can't wait to see this show, Sherry.
Thank you. It's the pilot. It's my pilot, Black Don't Crack. And Viola Davis is the executive producer, so she's my boss. So she came down. And so for Viola to say, you know, we were doing a good job, I couldn't even talk. I was, like, so intimidated.
Love it.
Because she's amazing.
Wow. Okay, everybody. If you've been wanting pink, juicy, kissable lips, we have got a special deal for you. That's right. The 12-pack My Spa Life Hydrating Collagen Lip Mask. They're infused with antioxidant, rich red wine, vitamins, and rose essence, along with hydrating collagen that helps rejuvenate and restore lips to their natural beauty.
Oh, yes, girl. Now I want the luscious, honey. Tell me more.
Oh, my, Gary. Well, the ingredients in this collagen lip mask penetrate the dermis, which activates cell renewal, helps eliminate toxins, moisturizes lips, and reduces signs of aging. It also gives some volume to your lips for a fuller, plumper look. These masks will smooth everything out and make your lips perfect for your makeup application and a little smooch.
How much is it, Brad?
Well, usually it can run as high as $20 before our Dish Nation family out there, it's only $10. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Mm-hmm. All right, coming up, seems like scientists have figured out how Taylor Swift can be lucky in love. LA will explain coming up after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, Taylor Swift might be in a relationship with British actor Joe Alwyn, but if things don't work out, a group of astrophysicists at the University of Chicago may have found a key to her happiness, y'all. Listen to this. According to scientists, Taylor is unhappiest with blue-eyed men and more happy and in stronger relationships with men with green eyes and or indigo-colored-eyed men.
I can speak on this because I have heterochromia.
Okay.
What's that?
That's two different color eyes.
Oh.
I have one brown eye, one green eye.
Yeah, man.
It's very faint. Like, one's like more hazel. One's
it's hazel and
brown.
Green, yeah.
But in certain light, it just like pops out. So, you know, that means Taylor Swift could be on my left side if she wants to be with her light colored eyes. Be on my right side, she has like a little taste for John Mayer.
Oh.
Which has brown eyes.
I got
everything for Taylor right here.
Is there an eye color that you guys fall for, Heidi and Frank? Is there an eye color that you're just like,
well,
like,
I've got a green eyed lady, pretty lady.
Hey. Yes.
She's got, yeah, like really like bright. Bright, icy green eyes.
Beautiful.
I usually like it when people wear those white out contacts where they have just white eyes.
So you want to date the devil.
Okay. I want to, yeah.
Oh, so they look like they drowned.
In bed with Satan.
Scary. All right.
All right. Speaking of kids, let's talk about Gwyneth Paltrow and her kids. They love to troll her, yeah. Especially on Instagram, and we love it. Recently, her daughter, Apple, narrated a funny morning routine for her Goop brand by poking fun at her mom. Take a look.
So first, my mom drinks her Goop Glow Super Powder, and she eats nothing except for dates and almond butter, so she will have that. I suppose the Goop Glow is a part of her cleanse, which she's been on since the day I was born, apparently.
What do you think, Chewy? Too much? Just be like, mommy's paying the bills here. Apple, relax.
You know what? I love that they're keeping it in the family, but Apple, don't make fun of that Goop, because that Goop, you know, gives you that lifestyle you are used to. So you let mom pimp out her vagina candles and all her Goop products. She doesn't even have to make movies anymore. Gwyneth is like, I'm retired. I'm going to concentrate on the Goop.
I think Apple's just getting it to the core of what we all find annoying about.
I see what you did there, Frank. I see what you did there.
Yeah, I saw that.
But Gwyneth won't poke fun at herself, but if her daughter does, it's kind of in a weird way, like a poke fun of myself, one degree of separation, right. So we can all still laugh at and with Gwyneth just through Apple.
That's true. Hilarious. Okay.
Heidi, if you could narrate Frank's morning, what would that sound like?
Frank Kramer is waking up. He just did a giant bong rip.
Okay.
Then he gets to work. He starts sneezing, so he blows his nose and then says, ooh, must be the pollen. I need my medicine. Then he takes a shot of whiskey. After he takes a shot of whiskey, he goes onto his phone to look at bikini pictures on Instagram.
Okay.
And that's every day.
Wow.
For 20 years, I've watched this.
It's like you're a fly in my Goop. All right, coming out, watch out, A-Rod. Ben Affleck might be coming back for his old love, J-Lo.
Whoa.
That story will come right back.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms, at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
It was the early 2000s, and who could ever forget? The two-year romance between Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck called Bennifer.
God, I did forget about Bennifer. It feels like so long ago.
It does feel like a long time ago. Well, J-Lo graces the cover of InStyle magazine. Her ex, Ben, reveals the most impressive thing about her. It's not any body part, Chewy.
It's her
extraordinary work ethic. Yeah, Ben says she remains to this day the hardest working woman I've come across in this business. She has worked very hard for her success, and I'm so happy for her that she seems to be getting the credit she deserves.
Nice.
That's a hell of a compliment from somebody.
Ben.
All these years later. It's not about her looks for him. It was about her work ethic.
Rumor has it that Ben, they weren't working out because Ben's boys couldn't stand her. That was kind of like the word on the street.
Really?
My boys love her, and they haven't met her yet.
No, his homies, his best friends, they weren't really feeling her.
Chewy, Frank had this girl back in college who adored him. Mm. She just worshipped him, thought he was an 11, and I hate to even repeat the story, but I'm doing it for the sake of the story.
Wow.
But he dumped her because her laugh annoyed his friends.
No, her laugh was horrible, and I swore I'd never work with someone with a stupid laugh after that.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.